Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, January 22nd, 2024. This is my pre-market report. I know what you're doing right now. Those of you that follow this blog are laughing, and maybe we should be crying at the same time. Let's talk about what's happening. The 10-year yield, the U.S. 10-year yield has dropped significantly since Friday, where the market hit, you know, the Dow hit a new record high, the S&P 500, a new record high, first time in 2 years. Why? Well, you already know why. But the 10-year yield has dropped on the back of, well, a couple of things. Number one, continued U.S. airstrikes on Yemen, and the second time that our illustrious, beautiful man of a president here has now vowed to continue sustained attacks on Yemen until they, surrender, which they're not going to do, or stop their attacks on the Red Sea, which is still going on, shipping on the Red Sea, for which it thing creature sitting behind the Resolute desk admitted. This was clear to you and I. We discussed it right here. His admission. Okay, they don't do this for nothing, our lovely politicians out here, those that pretend to be in control of things, okay, don't admit something like, okay, you know, our strikes on Yemen aren't working unless they're going to keep it going and make it worse. And that's exactly what happened. You and I called it out before anybody else. So, yes, the United States continues to pound targets in Yemen, and yet still attacks in the Red Sea are going on. But this was enough, as you and I expected it. Look, I love it. Nothing gets me off better than, honestly, seeing unfold what we predict to happen. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer, and it's not going to stop, okay? You're going to see the more bombs and the more missiles that the United States and its coalition partners, all non-BRICS nations, you all know this, we've covered it at length, drop on the Middle East, the more cash is going to make its way into the perceived safety of debt. And what's that going to do? It's going to open up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. It's an incredible mechanism here. And again, look, who's really pulled it? Who's the puppet masters here? Is there an illustrious president? Is it kings, queens, monarchs, or dictators? No, it's none of these things. It's central banks, and they're laughing. They're laughing because, again, where does all the cash come from to fund all this? We can't fund our government, you know. We can't do that. No, that can't happen. But we can fund the military and fight wars and build onto wars. We have all the cash for that. Blank checks for Israel, blank checks for Ukraine, and everything else. You know, you can't make this stuff up, but that's the case. So again, a couple of things are going on. Not only is the 10-year yield down substantially from Friday, it's going to waver around. And again, the more bombs and missiles that are dropped on the Middle East, and wherever else they want to drop them, fire them at, of course, the more cash is going to make its way into the perceived safety of debt. And that's just going to open up the doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. What a game this is. You got the dollar this morning down on a relative strength basis. Not much. And this is being reflected in the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, which is lower this morning still. I covered this at length yesterday. If you did not see my Markets A Look Ahead video, please, right after this, for your own good, watch it or not, whatever you want, it's up to you. I outlined exactly how this is going to play out here, what you need to keep your eyes on. We got this covered, and again, I don't care what they do, whatever they do, we got a counter strategy against it. But the beauty of this is we don't need to change a damn thing, okay? We're betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, gaining exposure to commodities, staying long the stock market. It's not going to stop, and the faster the economy free falls, people, you know this, the higher the market's going to go, as long as the Federal Reserve and other central banks are buying more debt, and they're going to monetize it all, especially now, because they got to fund wars going on all over the place. Again, there's no war chests. No nation on this planet under the rulership of a central bank has a war chest, except for, again, what central banks are going to create out of thin air, and nothing makes a central bank happier than doing that. It's astonishing, isn't it? You notice what is missing from all these presidential debates and whatever's coming up here. Oh, yeah. Again, any talk against central banks here. Oh, yeah, sure. We heard from DeSantis, who now pulled out, and President Trump about, you know, the central bank digital currency, because it's going to make the federal government be able to control you more. No, they can't. He can't. Nobody can tell you that it's actually the Federal Reserve who runs the entire show. Imagine if we had a person that would do that. Could you imagine? Let's just say Donald Trump came out and said, "Hey, everyone, I got a big secret to tell you. And I don't know how you're going to take it, but this is what's actually happening. Can't do it. Won't do it. Impossible to happen." It'll be the same mechanism. Whoever gets put behind the Resolute desk, they're going to call for, again, the same kinds of things. Weaker currency, negative rates here, which again, central banks are cutting rates. I don't care what's coming out of their mouths right now. You got the usual back and forth nonsense, propaganda, distraction. This Federal Reserve president says yes. This one says no. Yes, no, yeah. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's laughable to see, because we know their playbook. We know what they're going to do, and that's exactly what they always do. It's not going to stop. Anyway, so on the back of, you know, the U.S. Pounding more targets here. Oh, let's not forget the coalition, because it's a big coalition here. All this is sending a message to the BRICS nations. Don't F with the petrodollar. You get it? Don't F with the petrodollar. I think you know what I'm saying here. This is going to lead to, if you follow this blog, a much wider expanding war, period, the end, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to die. That's just the way it's going to go. No surprise either. We've called that too since I don't know how freaking long ago, 10 years, longer than that. It's going to keep going on and on and on and on as people are distracted by this, that, and the other freaking thing. So we got gold this morning flat. We got silver under some pressure. Cryptocurrencies under pressure pretty much across the board. Crude oil catching a bid this morning. That's where we stand with this entire thing. How many of you are surprised about any of these things? It's astonishing, isn't it? How we can call these things before they happen. Look, it comes down to one thing. Very, very simple. Understanding how and why cash makes its way through the markets, because it does this in predictable patterns. In predictable patterns. That's how we can call all this stuff here. And let me just say this too on the top of that. You and I, we knew this was going to happen before anybody else. We called it right here. Thousands and tens of thousands of people are going to get laid off here as corporations. Again, human life doesn't matter anymore. And you're going to hear more talk about how we're not going into recession, how we're getting a soft landing as thousands and thousands and thousands of people are losing their jobs as inflation continues to rise. Again, this mechanism is not going to stop either. And it can't. Look, you all know the mechanism behind this. And what we're about to see, and it hasn't even started yet with regard to insane, it's already going on, but I'm talking about how this is going to be expanded on. I'm referring to government spending off the Richter scale, which they're going to add to GDP, and they're going to tell you how great our economy is doing. Just be ready for it. Be ready for all this stuff, because that's what's going to be thrown at you, all right? It's always good to know what's going to happen before it does. And I love it. I'll be honest with you. It really does get me going. So what does this mean for you and I? Are we going to change the damn thing? No, absolutely not. We're going to continue to gain exposure to commodities. Gold, especially silver, my favorite asset of all time. I really do believe you need to take advantage of cryptocurrencies as well. They're going much, much higher. I know how many of you hate this stuff, and you can hate it all you want. You're going to be on the losing side if you don't take advantage of this. I'm going to tell you right now. It's sad because, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. People, most people cannot see opportunity. And there's opportunity everywhere right now. This is an opportunity-rich environment from every possible angle you want to look at it here. Again, betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank, gaining exposure to commodities, staying long the stock market. If you don't like any of this stuff, artwork, musical instruments, classic cars, all this stuff. This is where cash is going to eventually make its way to. But in my opinion, and I've said this since I don't know how freaking long, understanding where the real value is. And the real value lies, in my opinion, in massively, massively undervalued assets. And that, again, comes down to gold and especially silver, which is the most undervalued asset on the planet today. If you had to invest in one thing, I tell you all the time, that's it. Silver. Period. Then. That's it. All right, people, look, we covered a lot here today. If you got something out of this video, I want to hear from you. Let me know about it. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. Those thumbs up are required, okay, if you're part of my team. All right, we get the algorithms, pick the video up. Bam, people get to see it. Life is good for all of us. We got to wake people up. We got to wake them up. All right, they're stuck in some kind of a distorted, twisted reality that doesn't exist. It's an illusion here. But you and I know how to play the game. We know how to play the game. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. It's going to be beautiful and lovely as always. I will see you there. Take care.